Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 3rd, 2022. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. This reflection is drawn from Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 through 37. I would encourage you to read the entire 17th chapter of Luke. There is a great deal going on in the chapter, more than I can reflect on in a few moments. But the passage that I do want to center my attention on today is just a couple of verses, verses 20 and 21 in the 17th chapter of Luke. They serve as an introduction to a bit of apocalyptic commentary from Jesus. But it has to do with the end of time or the coming of the kingdom. So here are the verses I want to focus on today. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." If you will recall, a few days ago we read some kingdom parables from Jesus, where he said the kingdom was like a lamp being lit, or the kingdom was like leaven, yeast, in dough. Other places, Jesus says the kingdom is like a pearl that's discovered in a field, and the person who discovers it sells everything he has in order to get the pearl. He says the kingdom, in another place, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a great dragnet. It's like a mustard seed. It's like all these very ordinary things, but there is a commonality in Jesus' parables of the kingdom, and that is that it's like something that is simultaneously insignificant and significant. Insignificant, like the mustard seed, mostly invisible until it grows into this wild and unruly bush that can house dozens of birds. Like the pinch of yeast that's hidden in the dough until it causes the dough to rise. You see the effects of the kingdom even if you cannot detect the kingdom itself. We heard Jesus in the model prayer pray for God's kingdom to come. The Pharisees, students of their scriptures, of course, were looking for the coming of God's kingdom. And for many people in Jesus' time, many of his fellow Jews, the coming of the kingdom meant the restoration of the Davidic kingdom, independence for the Jews from the oppression of Rome, their own sovereign state. But that's not what Jesus is about, and he says as much to the Pharisees. There's probably also a bit of apocalyptic. When will the world end and God, the world as we know it, end and God set everything in order? When will it all come to fruition? And Jesus says two things. One, it's not going to be coming. The kingdom will not arrive with observable things. There's something about the kingdom that's invisible, below the surface, working contrary to the ways in which we think kingdoms ought to work. It can't be observed directly, but only indirectly. And the kingdom of God is among you. Now, what did he mean by that? I believe that what Jesus is saying here is that there are always hints, always little shoots, always little sideways glances that would give witness to God's redeeming work, at work in the world. God's kingdom is among us in places that we wouldn't even think to look. Certainly, that is the gospel economy. The last become first, the first become last. The rich become poor, the poor become rich. People who would save their lives lose them, and people who would lose their lives for the sake of the gospel find them. The kingdom is an upside-down place where our rules of logic do not apply. And so I believe that our invitation from Jesus, those of us who purport to follow him, our invitation in today's text is to be kingdom detectives. See if we can spot it. It won't be observable directly, but where do we see the shoots of God's grace and God's mercy and God's love breaking through the overlay of sin and death? Where can we catch a glimpse of shards of hope in the midst of all the hopelessness? The kingdom has come, and the kingdom is coming. There are hints at it. And my prayer is that we will receive eyes to see and ears to hear so that we can discern the presence of the kingdom among us, even as we pray for God's kingdom to come in its fullness at the end of time. In the meantime, we are witnesses to that kingdom, a kingdom that is not of this world, a kingdom whose king is the crucified and risen one, a kingdom where we are not to lord authority over anyone. Rather, the one who would be greatest in this kingdom is the one who serves. Stay on the lookout, Jesus seems to be saying to all of us. Be alert, because the kingdom of God, is among you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that, among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.